Minchas Chinuch Shir Thursday night, or the Zion Mar Cheshvan.
Saint Talamot.
Or the Zion Mar Cheshvan, the first night of the Saint Talamot. I hope everybody brought their umbrellas. But it's still November 20th, October 26th. Okay, we're in Haschina. We're up to Os Katan Yudalid. We're talking about, we're in the mitzvah of Lo Lahotzi Min HaPesach Chutza V'hinei Im Hotzi Pesach Mechabura LaChabura O Mibayas L'Chutz. The circumstances of which then the buzzer becomes pulled. Maybe there's a slight rules for being over the lad and for the buzzer being puzzled, but the Maizik has two ramifications for this idea of taking the Pesach, the meat of the Korban Pesach, outside the group that's eating it. Ein Rambam, Perikhes, Misharov, Satumus, Rochahei, Kosov Chus Mibayas, Kosov Chus Lachabur, but that's two sides of the coin. Vihihi, Kamashik Osamnu, the other Rambam, Bayas Mufurish Matora, Losot, right, it says Losotzi, Bosor, Minabayas, Chusot. And the Chaburi Alfina Mitzvah Schutza, that's a limud. Yeah, okay, so what about it? Osir Bachila Ketrefa. It's called Bosir Sheyotza Chutzla Mechitzoso. That's learned out from a pasuk. There are different, it can refer to a wild range. You're passing notes? You know, the last time when I did that, my teacher threw me out of the class.
Oh, wow.
Passing notes.
No.
It really refers to a wide range of things which really don't seem to... L'moshal, if you shecht an animal and there's an uber inside, that's right, you could eat an uber without shechita. It's called... The shechita of the mother, ben pekua, but if it's stuck in hand out, then it's not considered to have been born yet, even if it's before shechita. But the hand came out, so the hand you're not allowed to eat. It's called basa sheyatzu chutz min mechitzaso. I'm showing you, it is such a wide application of basa sheyatzu chutz min mechitzaso. So this is one of them, and that's why the busser, it's on that basis that the busser becomes also. Lahu v'reukum b'sar kachi kachim sheyotzu chutz la'azora kachi kalam sheyotzu chutz la'yushalayim. There's a whole range of things. I just gave you a wild one which you wouldn't ever connect to the idea of something that's yotzu chutz me'mechitzaso, but yet that's the drasha, that when it's an uber, it's in the mother's womb, and the hand that goes out was Yosef Chutzla Mechitzaso, and Chutzla to eat, because there's no Shechita, because you can't Shech the Uber anymore, because the Uber Shechita is meaningless, because it's Nitar with the Shechita of the mother. I guess if you don't Shech the mother, and then the baby eventually is born, and then it needs Shechita, then certainly the hand is Mutter as well. It's only also in the context of that the uber is mutter b'shechita sa'aim, because it's in the mechitza of the mother, and the hand is chutz l'mechitza sa'aim.
So the
mechitza
is like a
makom
heter.
The mechitza is a matir. It's a matir.
No?
I mean, it doesn't... The heter on Ben Pekua is not based on Rabbi Yerachima. Heter ben Pekua is based on a pasuk, even if you'll do Malavi Erechima, is a heter ben Pekua. In the book of Rambam, Kana Lochabei, is when we shas the Pesachim. The halav hu mitbosa bosa de treifa. That's where the limud is from. Kol sheyotza chusla mechitza, but if it's basode. It's like a very interesting limud. It's, on your own, you would never make this limud in like 8 million years. Look, this is what Chazal had with Kabbalah, and it applies to a bosa basada treifa. Well, basada means it's chusla mechitza. But when does it apply? Obviously, okay, so that's it. It applies when Chazal tells you to apply. I told you the most outlandish one I can think of is the Ben Pekua that sticks his hand out. It's a chutzla mechitzaso.
But there's many cases.
There's other cases. There's a case of Chulin in the 8th Perek where where an Aver is bangling.
But also to all these cases he mentioned, right? Kachi,
well, that's for sure. Those are the classic cases. Kachi Kashim that goes outside the Azara, Kachi Kalam that goes outside Yerushalayim. Anyway, Kavim Pesach that goes outside the house or outside the Chabura is also included in this div. Ein Chulin Perek Behema HaMakashah Samach. Rashi says the Isser to eat the meat. Again, we're talking specifically about the Korban Pesach, the meat of the Korban Pesach that went outside the Chabura. So Rashi learns the Isser of eating it is because of the lav kosher b'kodesh posel. There's a general rule, there's a law. So the rule is kosher b'kodesh posel boha kosher litain loitasa al achilosa. Whether it's nosor, or pigol, or tomei. So here also, it's archeim k'tas, the minayin yadin and the nifsal, jumping the gun here. Here you don't know that it became posel. You know, we have a law, you're not allowed to do this. So Rashi says, how would you know it's posel? To say that there's a lav of kol shebekodesh posel, but kol of leitin losasa alachilasa. Well, definitely, they're looking at lav zed that be lav shebecholos.
We don't know it's posel. We're saying yesterday that it was posel when you take it out.
Yeah, how do you know? He's asking a Rashi. Bishlam, we know because it's yosel. It's
also. Oh, that's why it's posel for us.
Yeah, that's posel and it's a lav.
Oh.
You're not allowed to eat it. Is telling you it's posel. But if the lav, according to Rashi, is you're not allowed to eat kachim that became posel, then you have to know, well, how do you know it's posel?
We know it's posel because you're in the
city. We know it's posel, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the lav.
Starting from posel.
Yeah. The lav says you're not allowed to eat it. That says it's posel and you're not allowed to eat it. But Rashi learns you're not allowed to eat it because there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat kashrut that became posel, so the Minchas Chinuch say, whoa, how, who said it became posel? Right. Very kashrut person, they call me a big schwitzer.
Lav shebeklalos just means there's a lot of.
Lav shebeklalos is very, very
complicated.
If you want to ever learn the sugi of lav shebeklalos, we'll take out a Rambam, say for Hamitzvahs, and we'll learn Shoras Tashi'i, I think it is, and you spend at least 3 months on it. The Rambam and the Ramban and the Raizid. And Abaye and Rava and the Sugya and Tzachim and the Sugya and Makas. So huge Indian. Very, very complicated. Very, very, a lot of twists and turns. It's good I to learn. Hopefully before I die, I'll learn it and I'll have clarity. So, I don't know when I'm going to do it, but Doylem's Mosque will take a month. So without exaggeration, it'll take a month to learn it.
Let's take his word.
Okay. One of Abaye Lichtov Lavzer, the Muskom Yashas, the Waking Katrefo. This is a Mefarish. This is a Shas. Why did Rashi have to run around and pick up another Lav? Kloshna Rabam Khan. Okay. The Chaim B'Shabbos of Tzadik Aleph. Shabbos of Tzadik Aleph on the face. Yom came to Yerush Rashi, Machmos Toshe B'Kodesh Posel. Ach Vem Hashom, Gavi Lechem Aponim, Shnei Alechem, Nitzol B'Yotze, Lo Shayach Treifa. There Rashi has a problem. There you can't point to our Posel, because our Posel is talking about meat. Even if you apply the Posel in unusual circumstances, but it's still talking about meat. That was just
who has a problem? Is it Rashi has a problem?
Yeah, at least there, says the Minchas Chinuch. Rashi applies the pasuk of Kol Shebekodesh Pasul, Bo Hakosuv Litim Losasa Alachiloso, he has a problem of what other love would there be. You can't apply the love that we're using here of Pasul Basoda Trefalo Tochelu, Pasul Kosuv, you're not allowed to eat it. Because it's about the lechem upon him in the shtei lechem, it's not bosor. You can't apply the pasuk of bosor to the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him. That's the bosor she has to put in the pizza. Are you a treifa? It's like a treifa. That's you're dealing with animal. You're dealing with yeah. Have a lechem upon him, shtei lechem. Ain't no even blouser. Blouser, that's the bosor. And you're a Moshe Rambam, very good out of Masaya Karbonis. And Aloha, hey, come to Kalaiko, the Zayan, the Psycho Chikachi, Putzma, Zora, Low Kev, the Echad, Busar Chatas, the Hoshim, of Shiori Menachos, the Halam, who, the Lotucha Lecho, Bisharecha. Different part of Moshe Putzma, something that went out Putzma, Zora, Lotucha Lecho, Bisharecha. The Aloha, Vav, cause of the Psycho Chikachi, then he brings that puzzle. Because the is really only talking about when you eat it outside the Azora or outside Yerushalayim. But what about if it comes back in? So you have to. So here the puzzle gives Bosser Basoda Trefa Lo Tochelu. Even she yaks a bosser chutzman the chitzoso, it becomes bosser. Even she yaks a bosser chutzman the chitzoso, now it's a kitzray vayin shal. At the roya though, but you see, linyan am oichel bachutz, because the Rambam beferish, the wadin shiori menachas, which is bread, dough,
right?
Bread. Bosser. Chazav alach al vav, where he's talking about learning out from bosser bachodesh, coming back in, it's still usur because of this. He only talks about meat. Because of Sar Kachi 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 Kalim. Bafshe Chazal Makomo, it's still usur. Nemar Ubosur. Well, because of the Huadin Shari Menachas. Hey, Rabbi Lizashir, poor lad, yeah. Ulav Zed, the Bosur Basoda Trefo. Ushayach Rak the Sar Kachi. Ushayach Rak the Sar Kachi. Because it has a din of a treifa. Obviously, it has to be only meat.
So where does the other halacha mean? The one halacha included shiari.
The other halacha was that you can't eat it outside. So that's a more general thing. Losucha doesn't say basar. Losucha lecho b'sharecha ma'aser degancha tirosh of yisarecha. The whole pasuk including a bunch of things that you can't eat outside. So for kosher kalim, it means you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. And for Kachi Kachi, we can eat it outside the Azara. It's all called Bisharecha.
So it's not a Kachi, just explain.
No, either Rabbi, he's showing that with Menachos, you have a particular, you can't use our Pasuk of Basar Basoda Trefa. You have to use other Pasuk to figure out if it's Pasuk, if it's also Eid. Why in the Chulin, some of Chesem and Beis, if you address, Bavur and Dafka Bavasar, because it has a dinner with Trefa. It boils down to like it's a weird halacha. I tell you, the basar that goes out of the mechitza that it's supposed to be in has a din of a treifa, and you learn it out from basada, even though it has no shaychus. Treifa is also because it's a treifa. And all of these things are, but that's the limud. That's why it says basada. Or else why does it say basada? Anywhere an animal could be a treifa, even if it never left your house. His whole life never went into the soda. So the simple meaning is that for zebra across the boy, where does an animal become a trade? If another animal attacked it, it took okay. And then the drash even applies to the arm of a ben pekua. It has very funny applications. Why in Bechulin some Achesu Medelia Achoshizem Minayel Menachos Alech Mamonim Shalech Shichosu Mekayim Shalosu. Now you have a technical problem. So Taka, when it comes to Shiori Menachos Alech Mamonim Shalechem, How do you know it's not possible to eat if it went outside the Azara? They're kachin. So they wouldn't be allowed to go outside the Azara. But then they came back in. So who said they're possible tak? Keep the lek alive, the possible basada, because it's not alive. So, I mean, you have no choice. You have to say that you extrapolate and make a libud from basar basar the treifa, not legabe the lav of eating it, but legabe that it's possible. I mean, you have to make such a chilek, you have no choice. If you have a choice, because you're a terrorist. But he calls you on the bottom, the stipler and sochim, that so you just have to say that you look at it as a dim clawly legabe psul and kashus. Say you get love for eating it, that's already, you need more of it should be included in the puzzle. You know, to extrapolate a din, you can extrapolate a din. You wouldn't say the din only applies to the puzzle. To say that there's a love, the puzzle's love is talking about buzzer. So you can't say there's a love by something else, it's not buzzer. What? Oh, for sure. All menachos are kachi kachi. All menachos, like I'm upon him in Shtehel Lechem, are all kachi kachi. You don't have any menachos.
But you can extrapolate it.
Well, that's not true. I guess Lachmei Toda is kachi kachi. Lachmei Toda, the 40 loaves are coming to Toda are kachi kachi. But like I'm upon him in Shtehel Lechem, and any mincha you bring is kachi kachi. You don't have a choice. That's
not the
lie. That's just the swara. You know, if you don't like the swara, so remain with swara chiyana. Let's go by them. You know, Chassidus is left with a question. If we say the lav of Bosa Basada Trefa, Bosa Shiyasa Chusha Mechitzasa, we have raya that the lav doesn't apply to Menachos. You see on the Rambam, Bosser, so then how do you know it's possible? So you want to say maybe the tool and cautious you could learn out. You know, you don't like that? Okay, so we won't say it. You have a different terror, it's fine. I don't know, you know. It's not, to me, it's not at all strange. Because the psul is conceptual. That if it goes outside the area which you're supposed to eat it, it becomes a problem. But a lav
comes back in. That's really the kasha.
That's when it's nogeya. If it doesn't come back in, then there's another lav that covers everything, so we don't have a problem. It goes back in, so you have to say it's psul. So psul and kashrus, to me, I understand that it's conceptual. So, he says it by basar, but who had it by lechem upon him? But a lav is an azhara. I'm warning you, don't. And if the lav is basar, so then I don't know, you can't, you're like a noinchin min adin, a basirin min adin. You can't extrapolate an azhara to something else. I'm only explaining why I understand it. You remain, you're free to reject it. I don't want to spend so much time on it. It's such a small point.
The psul goes over.
You learn out. It's a conceptual psul. It goes outside the place where you're supposed to eat it. It's unbuggable. To me, it's pretty mustavra that you would learn out a dim clawly when it comes to pasulas and kashrus of kachor. You wouldn't say it's limited to basar. But an azhara, by the nature of the fact that you're having a warning not to do something, and you see it as a din l'marshal of ain onchin min adin and ain azhirin min adin. Even if you have a kal v'chomer or a hekesh, there's no hasra. Hasra is like very... I'm warning you, you know, you can't, you don't extrapolate warnings. Ain onchin min adin, ain azhirin min adin. Dick is what he says, ain kapakomo. Okay, bayin makas af yuzayin yuchez v'yivur lahalan et mitzvah Hashem. Tezvot. Oh, Vayet Slach, Perakeitzat Solin, some Sochim, Kosa, the other being an Akira, the Hanacha, that which we say. that since it uses a lashon lo tos, and we derive from Shabbos that hotsa means akira and hanocha, says the tzlach haynu dafka laver al alav to get malchus. Amalinyan lipsul biyotze, but the basar is also when it leaves the chabura, when it leaves the bayis. Take it shiyot to chutz the chabura or habayis. I've called him sheimiach nipsal. That's the tzlach. The chasidim agreed with the tzlach before, and that's what created a huge problem of what's the case. Boris is probably had yesterday that if it becomes possible,
well, plus as soon as you take it out, then how are you going to be over when you put it out?
How
are
you going to be over, right? If it becomes possible right away, so how could you be over to love? You're not over to love on the busser that's possible. So if as soon as you take it out, it becomes possible before you made a hanukkah, so it turns out you made a hanukkah on something that's possible. That was his issue yesterday, right? Is that not going to bust him the trefa? That's a different label than it's possible. The Shabbos Kosher Hotzah, and the Tzlach here, he's explaining, he's clarifying the Tzlach, not just a for it. Tzlach says, the Pasuk, when you learn out that it's Pasuk, doesn't say the word Hotzah. It's Chutzah Mechitzasa. So, you've been in that curve on Nova, so you don't really. So that's what the Tzlach says. It's too deep. Tzlach is too deep. Two dinam, the din of Meivin Olav, where it says Lo Totsi, and that's the rights of Shabbos that I saw as Akira Bar Nava. Then there's the Psul, which you learned out from Bosom Basoga Trefa, and that doesn't say I saw, and therefore there's no requirement for Akira and Hanocha. That's what the Tzlach says. Veini Meivin Dvorah. You learn out Chayin kachim chalim kavatar makom bivushalayim doiver alav b'loy suchal. Ayn Rambam perik yidal v'maisa karbonas olachahei. In kain kavatar olahem mechitza. The dorishu chazal miposuk that Torah osra im yotza chutz l'mechitza. So b'lav the boser basada. Okay, that's how it is by all other things. Avol kan bePesach yes shemit chaskinu. B'toch Yerushalayim, Hecha Motzinu that Torah Kovah Mokom Machilaso. He's saying, he's asking a very basic question here. He's saying, let's examine where you would learn out the idea that it becomes possible when it goes Chutz L'Chabura or Chutz L'Bayis. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. All it says in the Torah is that you're not allowed to take it out. He's saying like this. All other things which become possible when they go out of the place. All other things that we say it becomes possible when it goes out of the place where you're supposed to eat it, we know for sure that the Torah was koveya a place where it's supposed to be eaten. We learn now from Sukkim that kachim have to be eaten in the Azara Dafka, and we learn now that kachim kalim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim Dafka. So there, you say, if it goes out of the place where you're supposed to eat it, it's called chutz l'mechitza, so and it becomes pasul. But he says, Pesach's kachim kalim. I mean, you can eat Pesach in the whole Yerushalayim, and you could, l'maisa. If you can make a group anywhere in Yerushalayim, Pesach could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the place to eat a korban Pesach is Yerushalayim. So he's asking, how do you know that the chabura, you find in the Torah Allah, you're not allowed to take the meat outside the group that's eating it, or outside the bayis? He's saying, who said, in the Chaschinah's question, How would you know even that it becomes possible? How would you know it becomes possible? It's not like it's the mokum achila. Like you say, kachim kalim, you have to eat Yerushalayim. That we know. And kachim, you have to eat the azara. That we know. So when it goes outside the place where you can eat it, possible. So the treifa chutzal mechitzasa. But here, you're starting with just a law that says you're not allowed to take the meat outside the group that's eating it. Like, the Torah doesn't address eating it there. It doesn't address... The Torah doesn't address anything. It just makes a law on taking it out. So, hecha matzino, that Torah kovah mokom b'achilaso. The mamas who nechal b'ir. The truth is, you can eat the carbon bezach anywhere in Yerushalayim. It doesn't tell you where to make your chabura. If you mock him, shoot, wrote, so anywhere you want, and then call kosher kalim. Achkiva that Torah goes with the Bilel test vav osur, the hotzim and abayas, so that we know that you're not allowed to take it outside, you're not allowed to take it outside the group that's eating it. Omer the chabura shochlin. In Cain, have the abayas machitza. So that, you derive from that, that the bias is this machitza. Mechilin the kibbu chazal, the logosra Torah. That you're even alive. You can do what you want. At least with your eyes, you could, right? Very interesting question. You see right away that the question is really not mukhra. He holds it is mukhra. He holds it's a question. It's a longish question. He's saying here there's no natural mechitza. As we know from other psukim, kachim kalim you have to eat Yerushalayim, kachim kachim you have to eat Yazara. That's what he can eat anywhere.
And they need a kira nacha?
No. He said a word about a kira nacha. Here, he's saying, he's using a conceptual question. Here, the only way you know it becomes possible is because of the lav, you're not allowed to take it out. And how would you ever think that the chabura in which you're eating the Karban Pesach is the Mokom Achila? No, it's like you've now created a mini Yerushalayim. Such a color, you can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. But you made your chabura and you sat down to eat it in that corner of Yerushalayim. So, why would you think that becomes the Mokom Achila, the Mechitza of eating the Karban Pesach? Why don't you say, well, I deleted the whole Yerushalayim. Why am I limited to the place where my group is? The answer is that the whole concept comes from the lav. You're not allowed to take it out of the group. But what creates the mechitza is the lav. So what creates the mechitza is the lav, this is already a little tricky, but this is what the Mechaskinim says. This is why I hold it's not mukhra. But this is so far so good. What creates the mechitza is the lav, that you're not allowed to take it out of the group that's eating it. Otherwise, this is not a natural mechitza. This is not Yerushalayim for kachim kolim, or Azora for kachim kachim. This is the group that's eating it. So it's the lav that says there's a new mechitza here. There's a mechitza where to eat the Karban Pesach. So he then says, so it wouldn't become possible unless you're over the lav. That's what he's arguing with the tzlach. Tzlach says it's two dinim. One day being over the lav. That you learn out from Shabbos, eating Akira and Hanocha. But the etzem soul of taking it outside the mechitza, so you don't need Hanocha. Those say so. Because Gilad says that doesn't. No. Because how do you know that the group that's eating it is this new mechitza from the Karban Pesach? Only because of the lav. So you would need Akira v'Hanocha to create that it's a mechitza. Now, I'll immediately say the reason to me it's not so mukhra is because Akira v'Hanocha is in the maisa of the person, how he takes it out. It's a little funny to me to say that the mechitza is going to be created, the mechitza of the place of the chabura
is going to be created or not be created, if he made an Akira Hanach or not. I mean, the place where they're reading it is the place where they're eating it. And you're really not allowed to take it outside the place where they're eating it. That's its mechitza. So there's a tenai of being over a lot. You need Akira Hanach. But he's like saying, if you don't have a Kira Anocha, then like...
You don't have Otsoa.
Like, what?
If you don't have a Kira Anocha, then you don't have Otsoa.
And the,
so if you don't have Otsoa...
But it's still true that the Mechitzas of the Korban Pesach are the group that's eating it. That din doesn't go away. He makes believe it does.
You need Otsoa like in
the Mechitzas don't disappear if you didn't do a Anocha. You weren't even alive. But the Mechitzas are still there. Let's say I'm Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos, don't have Shabbos. You're not going to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. True or false? True. You need Akira and Anocha to be over. Let's say you didn't do Anocha. So the Rosh Hashanah's Mechitzas are not there anymore. Of course they are. This is still Rosh Hashanah. This is still Rosh Hashanah. You still transfer the Chafetz from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But you didn't do the conditions which make you culpable, but that doesn't break down the mechitzas. Okay, you understand?
So what he's saying, there are no mechitzas until somebody's
that's how
over.
He talks.
Until somebody's over,
I don't know how you want to read it yourself, and you just I don't know how to describe what he said. I know what doesn't ring solid, but his point is again, you have to start off understanding his point. His point is there's no natural makom here. There's no natural makom. Yerushalayim is the natural makom for Kachim Kala. You talk about the Bosser going outside of its mechitza. The Azorah is the natural makom of Kachim Kala. Kachim Kachim. So you know, Pesach has no natural makom. The only reason we know that the group that's eating it, or the house in which it's being eaten, is a makom, is only because of the lav. So he wants to say, if you're not even alive, so it wasn't Yotzei Chutz Mechitzasa. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. You have to understand the Minchas Chinuch first. Maybe I jumped too fast to say what I don't understand about it. But that's a funny sentence. That it's only a Mechitza if you're even alive. See why, but that's what he says. Let's learn the Mechalskin. We're not learning the little ones, we're learning the Mechalskin. He says, I will come to Pesach. First, understand what the Mechalskin said before you jump. I will come to Pesach, Batoch, Yushalayim. Hechamotzino, that's our Kabul Mokam Achila. So you don't find, there's no natural Mokam Achila of the Korban Pesach. It can be eaten anywhere in Yushalayim. The Behemoth, Sunacha, Be'er, the Mokam Shiros, and you call Kachim Kalam. It only stems from this lav. Achiv na Torah Gozra, the Belel Tezvav, also the Hotim and Abayas, um in a Chabura Sha'on Flynn, and Cain have Abayas Mechitza. On the basis of that lav creates the Mechitza. It's not a natural Mechitza, this is the place to eat a carbon Pesach. The lav creates the Mechitza. So he says, Achiv na Kibul Chazal, well, like Gozra Torah, Ella Bakira Vahanocha, that you're not over the love unless you make a Hakira and a Hanocha. Umutu Lahoisi Lazar, really? You can play ping pong with a piece of meat in the Korban Pesach, as long as there's no Hakira and Hanocha, you can carry it wherever you want. Kozma Shlohi Niach, okay, Mayalon Lesar, how could you ask for the meat the way the clock says the meat's also even without Hakira and Hanocha? Mishum the Yosu Chusla Machitza, if Kozman Shlohi Niach, lo also Isser, that's the key sentence in the Minchas Chinuch. It's not called the one outside the Mechitza yet, because the Mechitza is created by the lot. That's what he says. Okay.
But by regular, by Kachim Kalim, or Kachim Kachim, whatever,
yeah.
You don't have to do a Kira Nacha to be over, right?
Of course, right. No Makar that you do.
What?
There's no Makar that you do.
So
I'm not even sure there's a lot to take it out. I mean, I guess you're not allowed to make Kachim Pasul.
There's
no lot per se that you can't take out meat Kachim from the Azorah, Kachim Kalam of Yerushalayim. There is maybe the Kololiyos to allow not to make Kachim Pasul. So if you take it out, you're making it possible, so you're not allowed to make it possible. If there's no specific lab, you're not allowed to take it out.
You're not over a lab for taking
it out? I just told
you. Are. Okay.
If you're over a lab, it's the general lab, like you're not allowed to make it legal.
Okay.
You're not allowed to make it no sorry. You're not allowed to make it tome. You're not allowed to make kachim possible.
But it doesn't need a kirin hanacha because you already have.
It doesn't say the lashon alayt saw. It doesn't say anywhere I saw.
Whereas by the Pesach we have lashon alayt saw.
Okay. Yeah, but that's for sure. That's the din of the Gemara. What you just said over is the Gemara. That you need a kirin hanacha by Pesach to be able to love because it does lashon alayt with lotzotzi. And we extrapolate from Shabbos that I saw. That's the Gemara. That's not an issue. The Tzlach comes along and is Mechadesh. But that's regarding being over the Lav. But the Psul of Bosor Sheyotzo Mimichitzoso, to that you don't need Akira and Hanam. That's the Tzlach. And Chaschinach, the learning comes along and asks a question. Since we're not dealing with a natural mechitza, not dealing with, in other words, we know that Yerushalayim is the place where Kachin Kalim is supposed to be eaten. We know the Azara is the place where Kachin Kachin is supposed to be eaten. Here, there wouldn't be such a thing as we know the natural place to eat the Pesach is in the group that's eating it. The only reason that's called the Makom of the Karban Pesach is because of this lot. Don't take it outside the group that's eating. So the Mechaschina holds, if you weren't over the lav, then it's not called it went outside the Mechisa. That's his sentence. Okay. The Shom Mekodshim Yeshtsukim, the Shom Mekodshim Yeshtsukim, the Azor of Yerushalayim, having Mechisa Shalohem. Chutzvah Mechisa also over the lav, the Asay. Okay, Nichal Gam came below Zeh, Kiva Shayotu Kushka Machitza Shekova Torah. That's why it's called Bosom Asad Trefa. Avokam de Lonu Shum Bosom. There's no natural, there's no Bosom that the place of eating the Karban Pesach is in the group that you're eating it. It's just this Bosom, the lot. Rak Mikra Zeh, the Lo Totsi. Even the Bosom Zeh Mashman Tavka Hanokha, if Kane Mutta Lahotzi, below Hanokha. Why should it be possible? Rashi can't say, hey, I'm an Alev, there's 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 an Alev, the Rashoi Lahotzi will ask for the Yachlo to call the Rishaloy. Okay, so I understand the answer to that. That's all.
The Kashas are taking it out and in. How come it's over?
You're saying if you're not over. So how could you say I went outside the Chitzoso if you weren't over the lot? That's his question. So I don't hear a big kasha. It's certainly chusam mechitza, so you're not going to take it outside this place. But there's rules how you take something out. That's called you took it out. Here in Anocha, that's called you took it out. Till you made Anocha, that's not called you took it out. But that doesn't change the mechitzas. That would be like saying, if you didn't make Akira Vanocha, when you take out something of Shabbos from Shusha Yochid from Shusha Rabim, so you don't really have the walls of the Shusha Yochid here. No one would say that. It even sounds weird. Okay. Good. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't have enough for one night. Umashim Avur Khan, that's what we're up to. Umashim Avur Khan.
As far as most good existing system of pizzas are just a legal construct in this case, and they're not real. They're not real until they're real.
And whatever you want to say.
I don't know. Something in mind.
Yes.
Something like what you said for sure.
Is there an Indian that a person could say Kaddish for uncle who was married to a non-Jewish woman.
What is the question? Is there an Indian?
Is there a...